I think I gotta meet with Pat Van Hawk and all that right here.
Some of us gotta work for a living, dude. I just don't have time to lay around.
You've all received a copy of the agenda. Any additions or corrections to the agenda as previously published?
Yes. I'm sorry, we do have one change to delete approval of minutes, which is the third item.
Give me the lead on the screen.
Sorry.
Minutes.
You can blame it on Gail.
Hopefully, since we're off next week, we can play catch up.
Okay, you'll be here. An additional? If not, entertaining. That motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to approve the agenda as amended. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion's carried. Correspondence, Mr. Griffin.
We've got three items this morning. First, a letter from the American Legion, Millsboro Auxiliary Unit 28, thanking council for a donation that was made to their poppy program. I think that was last week. Then a letter from the Laurel Historical Society thanking Mr. Dukes and council for a donation toward the purchase of items at the Governor Carville estate auction and for a contribution in support of the Studley House restoration project. That's all the correspondence, unless someone else has something that they haven't passed down.
Any other correspondence from the councilman? Being none, Mr. Baker.
Yes, the first item is a proclamation which proclaims the week of May 20th through May 26th as Emergency Medical Services Week. And with us today is Mr. Lucky, Mr. Barnes, and Mr. Stewart from our paramedic department. Yeah, if they'd like to come up, and I'll read the proclamation. Whereas emergency medical services is a vital public service, and whereas the members of emergency medical services teams are ready to provide life-saving care to those in need 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and whereas prompt access to quality emergency care dramatically improves the survival and recovery rate of those who experience sudden illness or injury, and whereas the emergency medical services system consists of emergency physicians, emergency nurses, emergency medical technicians, paramedics, firefighters, educators, administrators, and others, and whereas the members of emergency medical services teams, whether career or volunteer, engage in thousands of hours of specialized training and continuing education to enhance their life-saving skills, and whereas it is appropriate to recognize the value and the accomplishments of emergency medical services providers by designating Emergency Medical Services Week with the theme EMS, Extraordinary People, Extraordinary Service. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Sussex County Council does hereby proclaim the week of May 20th through May 26, 2007 as Emergency Medical Services Week, and be it further resolved that the Sussex County Council, in recognition of this event, encourages the community to observe this week with appropriate programs, ceremonies, and activities. And
thank you, sir. Thank you. Just very briefly, this being EMS week, we have several things going on. We presented our annual awards at a banquet on Friday night, which went very well.
We got well.
Okay.
Yeah. How's that?
You got it.
You don't have to listen to him.
Yeah, we presented our annual awards. We have a press event on Thursday. There's a new initiative that you will see coming out regarding aggressive driving, which we're a part. And we have several other things going throughout the week to celebrate EMS week. But we again, thank you all for your support of EMS in general and our agency in particular. Thank you very much, gentlemen.
Thanks, Glenn.
Barnes, Mr. Stewart, comments? Need a motion to adopt the proclamation? Motion, Mr. Jones, seconded by Mr. Phillips to adopt the proclamation. Just Reverend Mr. Baker, any questions on the motion? Being none, Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Rogers?
Yes.
Mr. Jones?
Yes.
Yes, motion is carried.
Thank you, sir.
Thanks. I will present this, give this to you. It's electronic now. We don't do this no more. theme of extraordinary people and extraordinary service is sure true with our paramedics. We've got a group of paramedics in the county that are second to none. And we appreciate the leadership that you all have provided and the professionalism that they are when they go out on to a call. And it's a large investment for the county, but it's a good investment, and we do appreciate what you do.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
The next item is the county administrator's report. We have two quick items. The engineering department granted beneficial acceptance to Refuge Plaza East Agreement 654 on May 14th. The developer is ARC Associates Partnership, and the project is located on Route 54, 3 miles west of Fenwick Island, in the Fenwick Island Sanitary Sewer District, consisting of 15 commercial buildings. A fact sheet is included with this report. Memorial Day holiday, the next regularly scheduled county council meeting will be held on Tuesday, June 5th, 2007 at 10 a.m. Due to the Memorial Day holiday, the council will not meet on May 29th. County offices will be closed on Memorial Day, May 28th, 2007. Thank you.
Mr. Thomas.